This is not the dream we had. Furthermore, we've ended up with the two communities at loggerheads, people upset with each other, petty stuff going on like you can't believe. I mean, arguments about who's going to fly them where and for what. Arguments about who's going to end up paying for, piddling amounts, basically. All of this stuff is irrelevant. The relevant part is, where's the electricity going to come from to provide for this growth, even in the blue industry? Where's the additional electricity going to come from? I can tell you that I know Verde put in several amps or megawatts or whatever they call them of additional need for electricity when he installed different burners down there for his crab pots. Same thing happened at the cannery. Petersburg did the same thing. That was just this last summer. Well, if we were out of power just a little over a year ago in January, what happens this winter? We going to tell the very same people we encouraged to go all electric that you can't do it anymore? We're not going to bring any more on the line? We're going to treat some people different than others? That's the outcome of some decisions that have been made. And I'm praying that this community of ours will assert itself and say, we're not going to let that happen. And by the way, if you're going to come before us and tell us you're going to improve things for us, we want to see your plan. We want to see which dam you're going to build next. We want to see which one you're going to encourage and support. Because our community is right now at a very, very crucial point. You can give the whole thing away and let somebody else run it for you. But I guarantee you, it's not going to be the dream you had, and it's not going to provide any additional capacity. And capacity is the bottom line. So I've talked too long, and I really want to thank you for your patience. And I mean it. I've always considered it an honor to live in Wrangell, and even more of an honor to have represented you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess it would be a privilege to live over here. I'm ashamed that I live in Petersburg. I'm sorry. But I've
got, don't be afraid, Paul.
I have, since 1988 to 2008.
Pardon me, would you give your name and address?
I'm Paul Anderson, Box 1454, Petersburg. You want cell number 2?
Thank you.
Okay. I've been associated with Thomas Bay since 1988 to 2008. Council rep, I got 20 years of city council, vice mayor of Petersburg before it was a borough. I'm reading the comments that the SEPA guy's making about Arica money, and I'm sure Mr. J. Bush here can inform you that that used to come out of non-net billable, the insurance money there, and it went to build, to O&M. He's trying to say he's going to convert it over, give some to Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. Right now, he said that we did not, Thomas Bay did not live up to what we're supposed to do. Our mission is to go out and seek other electrical sources. In 2006, we passed Resolution 106 and 206 to seek $3.2 million from the state to do the AKBC. Feasibility study, the whole nine yards. We got it, except it got diverted later through actions of Mr. Carlson and Mr. Lewis and Mr. Smith at the Sons of Norway Hall in Petersburg after session. Then it ended up going to Southeast Conference, which Mr. Carlson was the energy czar there at the time, prior to the SEPA startup. I'm here just basically to request that Wrangell deny SEPA, maintain ownership of Thomas Bay Power for Wrangell. But Petersburg is dumb enough not to see it. And Mr. Stowe, you remember when I appeared here in 2007 requesting that the voting members of SEPA be made to Rankle, to Petersburg, to Ketchikan, one at large. Guess what happened? And it's still happening. You're losing millions, and you're affecting my lifestyle in my hometown. But what I did as finance director when I was, you know, on the city council is I took the rebate money that we had every year, and I use that as a TIE surcharge because we have an enterprise fund. That money goes to the enterprise fund. So instead of, you know, just putting like yours in general fund, we used it to pay. It didn't affect the ratepayers because they got the money from the rebate to pay it. So there's a lot of things that I'm seeing and a lot of stuff I'm catching just now. And I've been out of the system for a while. But when I look at 5 employees in SEPA drawing $1.3 million, and if somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's not even benefits. That's just salary. And they want to hire 2 more, that brings it to $1.7 million. I'm sorry, that's ratepayers paying that. And they're not doing nothing. We have qualified people. We've had qualified people. You have an old power superintendent, and the same thing that I opposed was power superintendents being on Thomas Bay Power. It's a conflict. Then they become Ford and Pool members. Conflict. They won't tell you anything because it's privileged information. Then they become now an employee of SEPA. I won't mention no names. Everybody knows it. But this is the kind of things. We're building little kingdoms down in Ketchikan area. And it scares the hell out of me that Ketchikan is going to control everything that happens up here. That's why Mr. Taylor is so, he speaks eloquent. I don't. I say it like it is. It's going to cost us. It's already Petersburg. I don't know. I guess it's Norwegian, huh? I don't know where they're thinking. And I hope you can pull them back into it under the non-net billable and everything. I hope they share the non-net billable. I mean, you have a secretary right there for Thomas Bay Power that saved the commissioners today, basically telling them what is right by Robert's Rules of Orders. They're just going around trying to get stuff done to satisfy SEPA. And it's a friendship type thing. It is not procedure, you know, following the Robert's Rules of Orders or anything. So I don't know what you're going to do, but I hope you can take over the ownership.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like to make one point of clarification. The rebate we receive does go into our electric fund, and it was part of our rate study plan that was done. So it is part of the rates. It was based on kind of an average rebate that we would receive. So that does go back to the ratepayers in the rate plan, rate study that we've had done. So it does go back there, not to the general fund. So.
Your Honor.
Yes.
I still perceive Mr. Christian as having a conflict because it directly says SEPA board to pay for the OM cost of the secretary wage. That's how it was actually written in the actual proposal. I still believe that's a conflict.
With that motion, yes, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, I believe it's up to me whether to declare that, and I know in previous budget, when we pass the budget, everybody has here a perceived conflict. So I would say, I guess I do have a conflict underneath that scenario. So I'll abstain from voting.
I think it's in conflict since it is directly related to you or your wife.
It's actually just changing the...
When you're talking about wages and that, it's the budget. The budget is a different process than this. The budget is not just one particular person, it is the entire workforce, and everybody is treated equally. This is a little bit different, and I do believe it is a conflict.